Did you get the, did you print the notes?
No, I printed them.
You didn't? How about you?
I can't print anything on my computer. Because we don't have Office. So.
That's PDF.
You don't need Office.
You don't need
no,
Office.
Yeah, it's a PDF
No,
file.
It's PDF
you don't,
file.
You don't need Office.
You don't need Office.
No, you don't even download.
You don't need to download it. You just open it.
Okay. If you can't, email me. Email me, I'll print it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So only Asma has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I see?
Asma. Yeah, Lina.
Just
a second.
I'm doing good.
Lina,
good.
Lina, can you take this stack and you make copies for? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I whoa.
It's 11 pages.
What? Dude, I wish I got this. This is so convenient.
Okay.
You guys better be happy.
Can you, for now?
I'm gonna make this front and back.
Yeah, that would make sense too.
Okay. So, yep. Salam alaikum, recording. So today we're continue do the grammar of the verb sentence.
Wait, who needs it again? Three of us?
Three
yeah.
People. No, three more copies.
And I'm doing the default case. I'm doing the default case. There are exceptions, but
wait,
let's now learn
right now?
Verb sentence, verb grammar. Okay, so give me a verb sentence. No, that's noun. You know why?
Because it starts with
Imshi Ahmed.
Starts with a noun, that's
Imshi
right.
Imshi Ahmed.
Huh?
Imshi Ahmed.
Imshi Ahmed. Yes, that's a command sentence. Imshi, and then if you do that, Imshi Ya Ahmed. So Imshi has to come with Ya. Imshi Ya Ahmed. Imshi Ya okay. Imshi ya Hania. Imshi ya. X. Imshi means walk. Walk.
I thought Imshi meant hurry.
Huh? Hurry means asra.
Oh, asra.
And this is a command verb. This is a command sentence. A command sentence, you say asra. Ya Muhammad. أسرع يا محمد أسرع يا محمد Okay I am going to leave the تشكيل at the last letter because this تشكيل is variable depending on
Wait, what's pizza in Arabic?
Pizza? It's not Arabic food, so we just use the name pizza.
Alright.
Okay?
Pizza.
It's usually called fatira.
Fatira.
Okay? Are you guys listening? So, the last tashkil is left because it depends on the grammar here. So, what is the asrir? Asrir, which is a command verb. What is the command verb is mabni. Mabni means...
One paper down, 89 to go.
It is always the same.
Yeah,
okay? Mabni means it is always the same. Everything is going fine?
They ran out of paper. They're getting it, though.
Okay. So, you got that part?
Yeah.
So, the command verb is mabni ala sukun. Command verb is what? And this is mabni
ala sukun.
Ala As-sukun.
Do you guys know what a sukun is?
No,
yeah.
I thought it was.
I have no idea.
No, it's that dashy thing on the top.
Yeah.
So, basically, if we do the grammar
wait,
table,
we know what a sukun is.
Okay.
It's an asr.
Oh my gosh, you almost killed me for a second.
Okay, so this is sukun here. So asri' is what we want to say, past the verb. I got you the vocabulary sheet also, so in English and Arabic.
Muhammadin.
So, huh?
Muhammadin.
Okay. Mabni ala sukun. So how do you say fi'l amr? How do you say command verb? Say what? Fi'l amr. Is it mabni or mu'rab? Mabni means it will never
change.
No,
it's mu'rab.
Ever. Huh? What?
Isn't it mu'rab?
No, mu'rab changes. Mabni is always the same. So we say mabni ala, mabni ala,
sukoon.
Sukoon. Sukoon means quietness. Fi'l amr mabni ala السكون. فعل أمر مبني على السكون. Okay. The next one is the next one is Muhammad. The next word is what?
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
But that's not a word. It's a
person. It's a word. It's a word. Muhammad is a word.
What Ali Zaini isn't a word?
It's a word. Ali is word. My name is made of, let's say, two words. Ali is Zaini. Okay. Muhammad. Muhammad is, I'm saying, rush. I'm saying, rush Muhammad. So Asra means rush. Okay. And let me do the translation here so that we have it. Rush. So what is Muhammad? Is it a subject or object?
Subject.
Because who's going to harry? Muhammad. You're commanding who?
Muhammad.
So Muhammad is here. Fa'il. So fa'il. Fa'il.
You know what, guys? They're also at a toner, so you guys are pretty much on your own. As for Henya, I will try
it. Why for her? Why not for us?
Because her printer doesn't work.
Well, my printer does not work either.
That's why I didn't print it. It means my printer doesn't work.
Well, I'm not going to print three versions of this.
Well, then we're not.
Okay. Fa'il.
And that's on you.
Sex for you.
Fa'il. So who got it?
I got it.
You got it?
Yes.
So the copy you finished, Yusuf got it?
Oh, no.
Wait,
no.
Oh, you meant
there's
the copy.
There's no more toner.
Ah, yes. So did you have at least one set?
Yeah.
We got, I'm planning maybe to get a set for her, maybe at home.
Can you ask NG in the office to change the toner or to give you a new toner or something? Okay, this is fa'il. Fa'il. So what is the fa'il? The one who's going to do the verb. So what is fa'il?
Doing.
The one who's going to do the verb. So what is the verb? Rush. Who's going to do the rush?
Muhammad.
Fa'il. Okay. The default case for fa'il is marfu' bid-damma. Marfu' bid-damma. And this is all written.
What do you mean it's all?
It's all in the notes.
Oh.
Not this example, but the rules.
Yeah.
Like, if you You have your notes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. Got it? Okay. So that is the past tense. I'm sorry, that's the command verb. Now, let's give me another sentence. Who can give me another sentence? Verb sentence. Huh?
أكل كعكة يا محمد.
So, كل الكعكة.
Okay, كل الكعكة.
Yes, كل. Okay, كل. Right. Okay. كل is because it starts with Hamza.
Okay.
So, you drop the Hamza. You drop the Hamza. So, when you go do فعل أمر, so you drop the Hamza. So, it becomes
كل.
كل. Not أكل. كل.
You have how many? Brother Ibrahim has four students. Brother Ibrahim didn't come. Should I send him here?
Yes. So, أسرع يا محمد, and this is, I want you girls to give me a verb sentence.
Does it have to be a command?
No. Huh? No, that's a noun sentence because it starts with a noun.
Wait, what about mine?
We want them to give them a, not good, but we want somebody else to give them a. Are we missing somebody?
Something. We're missing the short boy.
Yeah, Yusuf, right?
Yusuf.
No, I'm Yusuf. No.
Ishrab al-ma. That's a command verb. Let's take another verb. How about I give you a, like a hint. The word is play. Yes. يلعب أحمد أو يلعب أحمد with what؟
الدومج
بالكرة
يلعب أحمد بالكرة but I'm going to skip that because it's a little bit complicated. So let's do يأكل أحمد التفاحة. Okay. يأكل Yeah, cool.
You what said it was cool though.
Yes, this is a command verb. But is it Yakul? That's a present tense. Yakul. Ahmed. التفاحة. So, Yakul. What's the tashkil on the lamb?
Sukun.
No.
Tashkil on the lamb.
Remember that people who are not in good in Arabic,
yeah,
they always put sukun, but we're not teaching that. They put sukun to avoid.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh,
right? Am I right?
Okay. So, what is the tashkil on Ya'kul? What is the tashkil on Ya'kul? So, Ya'kul is eat. So, Ahmed, or like, in English you say, Ahmed eats the apple. In English you say, Ahmed eats the apple. So, what is the tashkil on Ya'kul again? What did you say? Dhamma. Perfect answer. Why is it Dhamma? Let's do the grammar here. Okay. Is Ya'kul? Is Fi'l? What is it? Is it Fi'l Am? Fi'l Mudari'?
Fi'l.
Or Fi'l? مستقبل future.
مستقبلي.
No, يأكل أحمد eats the apple.
Oh, is it مستقبل؟
فعل مضارع. Yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
فعل مضارع. فعل مضارع is مبني or معرب؟
معرب.
فعل مضارع is always
معرب.
So what is the تشكيل here? فعل مضارع is what? مرفوع ها بالضمة.
مرفوع بالضمة.
So this is
فاعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة.
So فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة.
هانية.
Okay. Yeah. So now, what is Ahmed? What is Ahmed? What's the Arab of Ahmed? Who does the verb? Yakul.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. And the one who does the verb, we call it.
The
Fa'al. That's right. Fa'al. So, Ahmed is فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. So now I'm going to put ضمة here. These are not changeable, so let's do it in red. And this one in blue. Okay, يأكل أحمد التفاحة. Now, التفاحة is what? Apple. But التفاحة is where the verb is done. So, I ate. Ate what? Tufaha. So, I did my verb, which is ate, or eat, on what? Tufaha. So, this is called object. Object. Subject. Verb. Subject. Object. Verb. Subject. Object.
One copy down. Whoa.
Give it to me.
No, the ones are visiting. These ones are visiting.
No, give me one, sister.
Okay. Here's for you. Here's for you. I'm not doing that again
because
that took.
Bro, you're doing it. What? Hold on, hold on. You got toner?
Yes, but
she made one copy.
So please do like two more copies.
Yes.
I'll do it for you if you don't want to do it. I'm good.
Please, please, do two more copies.
Please. I got it front and back though.
That's fine.
I thought I did anyways.
That doesn't matter.
It's not that hard just to stick a paper inside of a printer and press a button. Like eight times.
It
doesn't.
Or
here,
the learning. Okay, it's not a bit.
Can I do it for you, please?
Okay. So now, Ahmed is.
Okay, we have an extra
copy. Are you sure? فاعل مرفوع بالضم. So, Ahmed is فاعل مرفوع بالضم. Why? The why? Is it a single noun? Ahmed, is it a single noun? Double noun?
Single noun.
Single noun. Male or female?
Male.
Male. So, it is مرفوع بالضم لأنه مفرد. Yeah, now what? مفرد. مفرد means singular. And if I may, where you got the first page? Got the first page? No, there was page before.
Please,
the
first page?
Yes, give it to.
Hmm?
Are you missing any pages?
No.
I can see the vocabulary. The table, the vocab table is missing.
I think Lena.
Wait, on the bottom over here?
Yeah, Lena.
No, it's just it's another page.
Lena took everything.
If you don't need that, I can take the table.
She's a wrong.
Okay, so now I am going to ask you to point out to Mufrad and show me why Mufrad is marfu bil-dhamma using this table. Let's start here. Why is it single nouns, مرفوع بالضمة. Can you point out in this table the reason? Can you share? Share. Can you point in the table there? Why is Mufrad Madfu' bil Dhamma?
Okay. Huh? Yusuf.
Yusuf. Come by him so that we you guys can share.
Alright.
Huh? Where single noun is marfu' bil dhamma. How do you know that from the table? Okay, so from the table, go to single. Go to single, which is what row? What row?
The bottom row.
Okay, so then marfu'. So marfu' is
the third column to the left.
The third column to the left. Yes. So marfu' what? The dhamma. Can you point to it in the table?
Is it this thing?
Yes. Marfu' bil dhamma.
Can
you return this back to the to Hania?
Well, no, this is the bad copy from
Denise.
Oh, that's an extra?
Yeah, I don't know. It's bad here. It was a bad
one. Okay. So فاعل مرفوع بالضمة لأنه مفرد. Okay. Then what is التفاحة? What is التفاحة?
Apple.
Apple, yes. But what is it grammar-wise? What is it? It's the object. Which is on Arabic? مفعول به.
Which comes first, the subject or the verb? Is it
the verb comes first,
then it's yes. The subject, then it's the object?
Yes, usually the default case is the verb, subject, object. But sometimes they do verb, object, subject. Right. Now, so, التفاحة. التفاحة. It is مفعول به. مفعول به means object. مفعول به منصوب بالفتحة لأنه مفرد. Okay, point to me in the table. So this one is fatha. Fatha. Tell me, show me in the table.
Yes.
Okay, you're sharing the table, right? She has her own.
Can I borrow the bad copy? If you're not going to use it.
Show me in the table that the mufrad is mansub bil fatha. Where is that in the table? Show me. Yes, very good. Very good. Hania?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
It's the middle one, right?
مفعول به منصوب بالفتح. Got it? All right. This is important. Because really people make mistakes on the Quran because they don't understand which is the fa'il. Okay. All right. Now, I need someone else. Actually, I'm going to take this one and reverse it.
Reverse
it?
What do you mean by reverse?
I'm going to show you. I will exchange. I'll exchange the object with.
Noun.
I'll exchange the object with. with the subject. So I'm going to say يأكل التفاحة أحمد. Okay? Now, يأكل, what's the إعراب of يأكل?
يأكل is يأكل.
That's the default case. It's what?
Default case.
So it's فعل ماضي, فعل مضارع, فعل أمر, فعل مستقبل.
Correct.
فعل مضارع. That's right. So يأكل, فعل مضارع. And here is the فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة. Okay? No changes.
Right.
Then comes next. التفاحة. Is it التفاحة or التفاحة?
التفاحة.
Why?
I mean التفاحة, sorry.
Why is it التفاحة?
Because it is...
It is the object.
Right.
That's the object. التفاحة. Okay? And then, Ahmed. Ahmed is the what? Subject. So the subject is?
Ahmed.
مرفوع بالضمه. So. Okay. Now here is the people who used to see the subject before the object will be confused here because the object here is before the subject. So, what is unique about this is object before subject. And here is object is after subject. You got it? Object is before, object is after. How can I tell which one is object, which one is subject?
Is it by the way the word is written?
Yo, because a tufah is at the end of the word, and this one is in the middle of the sentence. That's at the end of the sentence.
That's why, that's wrong. And that's why I give both examples. This one is verb, subject, object. So,
verb,
subject, object. And this then is verb,
object,
object, subject.
Man,
awesome. That
is rad.
What? How can I tell? How can I tell? Which one is subject? Which one is object? Huh?
I think it's by. Is it by the way the word's written or what's
no.
added
the,
by
no.
like the month
huh?
the month or the month?
The subject has a dhamma.
Hi.
At the end.
Good job.
He's so stupid.
Good job.
I told him. I said it has a marfu and dhamma. It was dhamma.
So, we can tell which is the...
It was him.
Yeah, I...
Need to take him out of the past.
Which is the subject?
Done by your... I got none of that.
You need to bring this review every week. Did you staple them?
No. I don't even know if they're upside down or not.
Okay.
Like, feel long, lean,
you need to bring this with you every single week. Okay?
Wow, you bet the papers.
I'm joking, thank you. Thank you.
Because
I can't figure out
the subject
are they in the same order?
Is
they might be upside down and flipped and
But is it in the correct order? That's reassuring.
Yeah. Like, don't take my word for it, but I'm pretty sure. Would you like me to? Is that all the ones you're going to throw away?
Yeah. Is mufrad and object is?
I'm going to get a stapler.
Sorry. مرفوع and منصوب.
You guys might want to check if anything's upside down first.
The ones we're going to check are going to be taken out.
I vote Mazen, that guy, and Mahmoud.
What?
Didn't
do anything.
What?
You don't have to.
I'm gonna get
stinky. Wow, you didn't make me get kicked out.
That's because you're quiet today.
It's because the other guy.
So, how can I tell which one is the subject, which one is the object? The
anybody?
Subject is always
a cow.
Marfu. And the object is always
Mansoor.
Okay, if you open your sheet, the sheet. This is it. If you open the sheet, last page. Not last page, page. Okay, if you open the sheets, if you open this page.
The one that says types of sentences, and then it has a huge graphic diagram with like a hole in the middle, and it has types of words,
and nouns.
You don't have the page open?
Yes, this one.
No, it's not this one, it's this one.
Oh.
Yeah, better.
What do you have on the bottom?
Did you check?
They're all in like the wrong order, but you know, they're straight. It's okay.
What do you have on the bottom? On the bottom.
This one?
Sentences are two types.
Count to 100.
Go.
Okay. So, read that. These sentences over there. What does it say in the very bottom? It says what? And then?
The subject plus predicate. Yeah.
Yes, subject plus predicate. Both of them, default case is what? Marfu, right?
Yeah,
it says there?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the object? What does it say? What does it say, the object?
It says noun sentences start with.
Verb sentences.
Verb plus subject or verb sentences.
Yes. What is the object, says there? The object is marfu, mansub. What?
The object is
marfu.
Where? Marfu. Hey, I remember you.
Oh, hey, okay. You're lucky. You're here. Wow. I miss you. You're so quiet.
He got over 100% in his Islamic.
Actually, I didn't put it here. I'll put it.
Yeah.
So the subject is. The subject is marfu. The object, you can add it, please. Add it at the very bottom. Say, subject is marfu. Add it at the very bottom.
Guys,
add it at the bottom.
Please.
Subject is marfu. Object is mansub. Perfect. Okay. So now, why is this very important in the Quran? And a lot of people make mistakes in this.
I have money.
Because.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Where did that dude go? 100 isn't that hard to count to.
I tried. He left and he wanted
to do that. He literally went to the corner.
Okay.
That's the guy that's still out.
Yeah.
Watch. What would go wrong? What would go wrong? Okay, what would go wrong if I put here Dhamma and put here Fatha? What would go wrong? Yes, translate the word now. Before it was Ahmed eats the apple. Now I reversed. I put Dhamma here and Fatha here. So that becomes what?
The apple eats Ahmed.
The apple eats Ahmed. The apple eats Ahmed.
I could imagine that, like a boy named Ahmed running away from an apple.
Yeah, okay, you could be Ahmed.
No, the apple.
I'm the fast.
The apple?
What is this class?
Eat Ahmed.
I'm sorry, bro.
But then
it's
the apple eats Ahmed. Now, is that this is that right? Is it like acceptable meaning?
Yes.
Sure.
In the future,
in a picture book, sure.
Okay. So now.
Oh, man. He's in the office playing with the soccer ball. He's playing with the soccer ball.
He's that kind of kid.
No, he just doesn't want to sit next to you.
Now, let me give you an example of how is this in the Quran. People get confused about this in the Quran.
All I got from this was the words "the apple eats Ahmed." Does anybody want to fill me in?
Yeah, when you switch the subject and the
that's what you're doing.
Object, and then it changed, and he added like a
no, he didn't change the subject.
So, when we say
the subject,
when we say asa,
I made it apple eats Ahmed.
Not the subject in the verb.
You can also change the harafa.
Okay, which one is right? I'm going to put Dhamma here and Fatha here. Asa means disobey. Asa means what?
Disobey.
Disobey is written like that?
Yes.
Disobey. And Fir'aun, you know what Fir'aun?
Yeah,
Al-Rasul is the messenger or the prophet. Okay. So if we write it this way, then who disobeyed who?
The Pharaoh.
Who did the disobedience?
The Pharaoh.
And he did the asa, or did the verb on who?
On the prophet.
Okay. See now how it's going to. So here, the Fir'aun, say Fir'aun disobeyed the prophet. Fir'aun disobeyed the prophet.
Wait,
he was at home. This and started it. Now, what happens if I go there and say it switching this to Fatha and this to Dhamma. Now, here is the.
Do I rewrite it?
I know what
that
is.
Yes. Huh?
15 minutes.
What?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, yeah.
What are the classes?
Enough to me to tell you that what would happen if I say it like this?
Al-Mawdu.
If I do it like this, like Asa Fir'auna Ar-Rasulu. Huh? What kind of change is this? Can you do the meaning here?
Okay, so.
And this is very small.
Okay.
I get complaints because this is very small. Hello? So what changed here when I say Asa Fir'aun al-Rasul? Who disobeyed who?
The messengers
disobey Fir'aun. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
No.
Because they were enemies, so the sentence makes sense.
No. So here becomes the messenger.
Don't think about the sentence. Think about the harakat.
Okay. I'll give you another example. Daraba Ahmadu محمدا
You guys feel crowded, just move to this side of the table.
There's one more minute in clear.
Yeah, no one's moving anywhere.
Make that.
Okay, during this minute, I'm going to do this. Okay? Watch.
Watch and learn.
Okay. Watch. Baraba. Ahmadu. محمدا
محمود
ليس
لدينا
وقت
لنقوم بهذا
الامر
لنقوم بهذا
الامر لنقوم
بهذا الامر لنقوم بهذا
الامر لنقوم
بهذا
Yeah, Kindle Fire HD.
Guys, what does this have to do with Otterby class?
But it's coming up
Put on.
Chop like an earthquake.
Okay. Who hits who?
Nina.
Here?
Mohammed hits Ahmed.
Who? Which one is being beaten? Which one beats?
Ahmed is beating Mohammed.
Ahmed is beating Mohammed. How about here?
Ahmed is still beating Mohammed.
How
oh,
about
wait,
here?
No.
If I take this sentence and do it the same, Daraba Ahmed, Muhammad, and put Fatha, Dhamma. So,
oh,
which one?
Muhammad is beating Ahmed.
Muhammad is beating Ahmed. How about here? Ahmed is beating Muhammad. How can we tell?
This isn't even our room.
Yeah, harakat. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You need time to play basketball.
Yes, Hania.
What's that?
Any questions before we end the class?
No.